Crop moisture stress will likely be increasing across the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through the coming week, but it does look as though there's a chance for rain and thunderstorms across a fair amount of the region next week that will offer at least some partial relief to the region. The expected rain this week is going to be somewhat disorganized and very difficult to counter evaporation. Daily highs will likely run in the upper 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest, taking us into the weekend, with some lower 90s possible as we get closer to the weekend itself and during the weekend. We'll likely see the warmest weather beginning to abate as the first of a couple of significant cool fronts tries to move across the region during the late weekend through the early part of next week. That cool front should bring on an opportunity for showers and thunderstorms across a fair amount of the Midwest. The big debate is how significant will that rainfall be. Some of the computer forecast models overnight have suggested that there will be widespread rain, and some of it would be moderate to locally heavy, while other models were suggesting that the rain would be somewhat lackluster and would likely be disappointing in some locations, leaving need for additional precipitation. The best solution, I think, today is basically that we'll see relief in many areas of the Midwest as we go through the week next week, with showers and thunderstorms expected in most crop areas at one time or another. But the amount of rain that falls will likely still be light enough in quite a few areas that the need for follow-up rain will be very important. And with the start of pollination not too far away for our corn crop, we are going to need to watch closely to make sure that showers and thunderstorms occur routinely without any excessive heat as we move forward through the second half of June and the majority of July. The corn planting was spread out over an extended period of time, so we will see pollination last through a fair amount of July for those crops that were planted relatively late. The moisture situation across the Midwest continues to be highly varied. Many areas are running a little short of moisture and will likely be more so that way as we move further through this next 4 or 5 days. That makes next week's precipitation potential all the more important that we do get enough relief to occur so that we start to approach the pollination season with a favorable amount of moisture around. One thing that will be lacking next week is heat. We will not be seeing a lot of excessively warm temperatures. Temperatures will be seasonable with a slight cooler bias for a few areas, and that should be a good environment combined with the shower activity that's expected to offer at least a short-term respite from the more stressful conditions that are likely over this next 4 or 5 days. The overall outlook for the majority of the region is still relatively favorable, but if the rains are not evenly distributed, we'll likely see pockets of stress developing across parts of the region. Some of the northern sections of the U.S. Delta received rain last night and the night before, and those 2 nights of rainfall have brought on some relief to one of the driest areas in the country, but there is need for additional precipitation across that region. As we move forward through the next 2 or 3 days, the precipitation will settle into the lower parts of the Delta and across into the southeastern states, where there will be some benefit from the precipitation as well. Rain also fell last night in parts of West Texas, at both the Texas Panhandle and into Cotton Country, and that precipitation was welcome in easing long-term dryness, but we have a need for additional precipitation. Some of that rain was not so welcome in winter wheat country because this is the harvest season. Most of the wheat crop across the Midwest and portions of the Central Plains will likely experience favorable conditions for crop maturation and some harvesting as we move forward through the coming week, but it will be important that we maintain a restricted amount of precipitation, especially in hard red wheat country, while we are in the midst of the harvest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.